This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President, in an interview on ABC's News this week, George Stephanopoulos, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen again warned it would be catastrophic for the U.S. government to default on its debt. Details from VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
International repercussions could also be expected.
U.S. Treasury securities are the safest bedrock security underlying the global financial system. A failure of the United States to honor all of its debt would call into question our credit worthiness.
President Joe Biden is expected to hold meetings early this week with congressional leaders of both parties. Democrats have been pressing for the debt ceiling to be lifted without preconditions. Republicans demand federal spending be cut. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden's top national security aide met Sunday night with Saudi Arabia's crown prince among long-standing tensions between the White House and the kingdom. A state-run Saudi press agency said that the meeting between Jake Sullivan and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman took place in Jeddah, the Red Sea port city now at the heart of a seaborne evacuation from the fighting in Sudan. A local official in eastern Congo says the death toll from recent floods is nearly double to almost 400 people. The administrator in the territory of South Kivu province told the Associated Press by phone that more bodies were recovered Sunday, including many found floating in Lake Kivu. He says a confirmed number of dead stands at 394. This is VOA News. Syria has been readmitted to the Arab League after more than a decade, consolidating a regional push to normalize ties with President Bashar al-Assad. Reuters correspondent Trevor Kuril reports.
The decision said Syria would be able to participate in Arab League meetings immediately, while also calling for a resolution to the crisis resulting from the country's civil war. While some Arab states, including the United Arab Emirates, have pushed for Syria and Assad's rehabilitation, others, including Qatar, have remained opposed, without a political solution to the Syrian conflict. The decision would also form a ministerial group to liaise with the Syrian government and seek solutions to the crisis.
Indonesian officials said Sunday that they freed about 20 of their nationals who were trafficked to Myanmar as part of cyber scam amid an increase in human trafficking cases in Southeast Asia. Indonesia's Foreign Ministry Affairs said in a statement that its embassy in Yangon, with help from local networks, had managed to release the victims from a township and brought them to the Thai border on Saturday. The Indonesian embassy in Bangkok will work closely with Thai authorities to repatriate the victims to Indonesia. Donald Trump's rejecting his last chance to testify at his New York defamation trial. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more.
Democrats have been pressing for the debt ceiling to be lifted without preconditions. Republicans demand...
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has turned down his last chance to testify at a civil trial where a longtime advice columnist has accused him of raping her in a luxury department store dressing room in 1996. Trump let a Sunday evening deadline pass without asking to testify. It wasn't a surprise. Trump has not shown up once during the two-week New York federal court trial. The jury has viewed excerpts of an October videotape deposition in which Trump denied raping E. Jean Carroll or ever really knowing her. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.